The clock is ticking away. I was going to show you a music video about praising Him in the storm, but we don't have time for that. We've sang it. We sang it already. You remember the second song? We've sang about praising Him in the storm. And so I want to touch on that for a few minutes and still allow us some time for communion this morning. The facts of the matter is, brothers and sisters, you know what? Doesn't matter who we are. Doesn't matter how old or how young, there's going to be a storm show up. Isn't there? There's going to be a storm show up. It might be in your walk with Jesus. It might be a storm in your job. It might be a storm in your family life or your marriage or something else. There's going to be a storm show up. It's only a matter of time. And I wonder, can we really get there, what we were singing in the second song? I'll praise you even in the storms of life. I wonder if we'll get there. You say, Jim, I don't like praising. I don't like singing praises when I hurt. I don't either much. We don't like singing praises when we've lost a loved one. But there's something to praise God about. You know, when I think of the disciples, I wonder, did they have a life without storm? Who thinks the disciples had a life without storms? No, they didn't have a life without storms. We could talk about all kinds of their storms. As a matter of fact, do you find in Scripture that, do you find the suggestion that when we claim to know Jesus Christ as Lord, that everything would be perfect? I don't find that either. Will He care for us? Will He comfort us? Will He guide us? Will He mold us? Will He love us? Will He forgive us? Absolutely. But will He never allow a storm to come to your life? I don't know. When John 13:63 says what it says, I think there might be some storms. And so I want us to think about this opportunity for a few minutes this morning to praise Him even in the storms of life. John 16:33 says this. These things, this is Jesus, the last night before he goes to trial, before He goes to the flogging, before He goes to crucifixion, He says to these disciples in this long dialogue in John's several chapters there, He says this. These things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so I see Jesus telling His disciples, it ain't all going to be perfect. It ain't all going to be rosy in life. It is going to get hard out there. He didn't tell them this right in this moment, but He told them, I'm going to leave, and it's going to get tough out there. And He says that to us today, too, brothers and sisters. We're still on this side of glory. Someday there won't be any tribulation in glory. But we're still on this side. And he told His disciples that very night, in the world, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have trials. You're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. That talks like that song we just sung. We can still praise Him even when the troubles hit. We can praise Him for who He is. We can praise Him for what He's done for our soul. We can praise Him for what He's done on the cross. We can still praise Him in the storms of life. He said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Hallelujah. I've had people say to me, if we're going to see all these storms and trials and troubles and all this stuff, even when we follow Jesus, why bother? There's hope in Jesus. There's strength in Jesus. There's joy in Jesus. There's peace in the storms of life in Jesus. Even in the storms of life, there's peace in the living God. Let me refer quickly to Psalm 13, just for a quick psalm. This is from David. Psalm 13. He was going through a storm of life. A lot of psalms, you read through all of them, you'll find a lot of psalms that are prayers of deliverance. Help me out of this mess, O God. Psalm 13, he was in a storm of life. It says this, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever?" Sometimes you have felt like that, haven't we? This means yes, this means no. Sometimes we felt like that. We felt just like this. "How long will you forget about me, O Lord?" We get into that storm of life and it seems like a long, long storm. It seems like a tornado. It seems like a hurricane. And we feel the same way that David did. "How long, O God, will you forget me forever?" We get caught up in this storm. "How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me?" And you can read the rest of that passage. It's a short psalm. I'm just going to jump to 5 because time is fleeting. He gets to this place in his life, even in the storms. This is our challenge. "But I have trusted in your mercy," he said. In spite of the raging storm around him, in spite of whoever it was, if this was one of the psalms that Saul was chasing him or Absalom was chasing him or whatever else it was, in spite of the storm of life, he cries out to God and said, "I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation." And we always have that. If we have trusted Christ as Lord, we always have that to thank Him for. Amen? We always have the gift of salvation. We always have the gift of His grace. In spite of the storms of life, we've got His mercy, His salvation, His grace to praise Him again for. And David said, "I will sing to the Lord because He has dealt bountifully with me, even in the storm of life." We can get like David, "Oh, I trust in you, O God. My heart will always rejoice in the salvation." We've always got something to praise Him, even when the storms of life assail us. Friends, I don't find anywhere in Scriptures that God promises a flowery bed of ease. I don't see it. Will He take care of us? Yes. Will He grant us peace in the storm? Yes. Will He forgive? Yes. But I don't see where He says, "Head on out now, disciples, and everything's going to be perfect. Nothing's ever going to happen to you again." I don't see it. And yet, when we see Paul and Silas in Acts 16, first of all, the Bible said they were beaten. Then the Bible says about the same instant they were flogged severely. Then the Bible says they were thrown in prison. And at midnight, do you know what they were doing? Singing and praising God. You say, "Jim, how can we do that?" There's something we can praise Him for, even in the storm of life. Oh, friends, I believe that when we trust Him completely and we surrender to Him fully, He will be there regardless of the storm. You might have days, I've had days, where you can't feel His presence. We feel like David in the Psalm 13 and many others, "Where are you, Lord?" This storm has been raging out of control a long, long time. We might feel that way. But we can, in fact, praise Him in the storm for our salvation and all the good things that He's done for us. We can praise Him for just so many things. And friends, let me just say, I will praise you in the storm. This little song we've sung today is not just words for the follower. It's not just words. It's who we are because of His Spirit. It's who we are because of the Son. It's who we are because of God and His goodness to us. It's not just words. "Yeah, I think I can do that, Jim. I think I can do that next time I'm in a storm." It's who we are because of who God is. Let me just say this, friends. God cares about you. You know that, right? God sent His Son to earth to die for us. You know that too, right? God promises His Spirit. Remember when Jesus left, He said, "I'm going to go back so the Comforter can come." The Comforter. That implies take care of in the storms of life. Listen to me now. I'm going to close because we're going to go to communion. To be able to praise the living God in the storms of life, to be able to praise Him, I mean genuinely be thankful, be able to praise Him for something, even in the storms of life, does not mean that you're insensitive or callous or don't care. That ain't what it means. Well, Jim, you must think I'm some robot, or you must think I'm insensitive if I can praise God and I've just lost my loved one or whatever. That is not what it says. That's not what I'm saying. But when we can praise God for who He is, even in the midst of storms, even in the midst of trial, even in the midst of intense hurt, I think we have found that place of surrender to the Master, where we trust no matter what. We have arrived at that place where we trust, we put our faith in Him, and we trust Him to help us through this storm. We trust Him to mold us and to form us into the person that He wants us to be, to reflect His image a little brighter. We trust like Abraham when he said, take your son up to Mount Moriah. We trust God. You know what you're doing. God, you're going to be with me. God, I'll praise you in the storm because I trust you. So I'm not saying because we can praise God, or I'm challenging you to praise God in the storms of life, that means you're insensitive or don't care. I'm saying we can get to that place of surrender to the Master, that we trust like the three Hebrew boys that were about to be tossed into the blazing furnace and said to the king, who happened to be their friend, you know what? Even if God don't deliver us from this fire, we ain't bowing down to your God. We're trusting in ours. It's a place of trust. Trust that I know you're in control. I know what you're doing. And I trust you. That's the place that we get to when we praise Him in the storm. You might say, why, Jim, do I have to go through the storms of life? I don't know, except for I've called them growth opportunities. It's time for you to grow a little more, Jim. So here's a storm you're going to have to come through. I call them growth opportunities, and nah, they ain't any fun. And then in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse 3 and 4, reminds us too that blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulations. Why? So that we may be able to comfort those who are in trouble. Doesn't that make a whole lot of sense? I've been through a storm of life. God has helped me. Praise God. Why did I go through it? Maybe so I can be there for somebody else. Maybe somebody near me is going to struggle with the same kind of a storm. I don't know why, brothers and sisters, we got to go through the storms of life, but I assure you, when we get to the place that we can praise Him in the storms of life, He's there. He'll guide you. He'll walk with you. He'll strengthen you. He'll bring you out the other side stronger and more refined, more reflecting of His Son, so that we maybe can help somebody else. We don't have near enough time today. I wish we had a lot more time. I would like to have spent a little more time on this, but I want us to take some time for communion too. So let us pause and reflect in silent prayer before God.